'cause it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Thanks for tuning in. I think we got Mitzi holding, maybe. Mitzi, are you out there? Okay, we lost Mitzi. I've got some more audio for you, folks. We just heard Donald Trump. Thank goodness that person at the funeral at the St. Louis Cathedral Basilica in St. Louis yesterday got some cell phone audio. I hope that goes viral. I don't think there's any other film. Not many people have seen it. I hope it gets onto the... Paul says we don't need the media to do it. If the internet will pick it up, if Matt Drudge will link to it, there it goes. It goes viral. Listening to Donald Trump, listening to his voice, the solemnity of his voice, the emotion in his voice, I could not help but be reminded of another speaker of German ancestry, like Donald Trump, German. Who was, of course, Trump is a German. Scott is on his mother's side. He's McLeod, entirely Scottish. But on his father's side, German. Also born in New York City, in Little Germany. In New York City, just a few blocks from where I was born, actually, in Manhattan. A man who was born there, who sounds just like Trump to me in that eulogy to Phyllis Schlafly. And also speaking in a tragic circumstance. Listen to this audio and tell me that it doesn't sound like Donald Trump. Here he is. Oh, and by the way, the motto of this man that you're about to hear speak was never quit. Never quit was his motto. And Donald Trump spoke of Phyllis Schlafly, that she said never give up. That was the watchword of her life. Listen to this. To this man. Let me get that audio for you. I hit a little bit of a commercial here in the audio clip that I have. Let me... Okay, we're through that. Here it is. Here it is. And I'll play it for you.
By playing in 2,130 consecutive games. Then a fatal disease attacked baseball's Iron Man. In Yankee Stadium, touched to tears by the tribute, Gary made his last public appearance.
For the past 2 weeks, you've been reading about a bad break. Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. When you look around, wouldn't you consider it privilege to associate yourself with such a fine-looking man as is standing in uniform in this ballpark today? That I might have been given a bad break, but I've got an awful lot to live for. Thank you.
Of course, folks, that was the one and only Lou Gehrig. And in his farewell speech, July 4th, 1939, in a capacity crowd packed Yankee Stadium. And I think the man I admire most in the whole history of baseball. And remember what baseball was back then in 1939. It was a truly American sport, truly a sport of our people. The man batting ahead of Lou Gehrig was Babe Ruth. And boy, Anyway, but Paul, didn't that sound, didn't the solemnity and the...
And the dignity, I mean, he was facing a terrible fate. Wow, you know. And I'm so happy that the, this recording made by on somebody's cell phone, far from being some terrible expose or whatever, just shows an incredibly dignified Donald Trump. Amazing. I think he just goes from triumph to triumph.
Yeah, the other time you'll hear Donald Trump sounding the way he sounded about Phyllis Schlafly, who said, she's looking down on us now. He's had these moments, he prides himself on being a really tough man, like Lou Gehrig, the Iron Man, very tough. But also underneath, very emotional, as you heard Lou Gehrig, underneath the Iron Man was a lot of emotion.
Right.
And the same is true of Donald Trump. He says, you don't see me crying ever. But you see him come close to tears when he talks about his brother, Freddie, who died of alcoholism very young. And and he was Trump's idol as a boy. And so, and he'll interrupt. Occasionally he'll say, Freddie's looking at us, and he's looking down on us. And I, he also speaks that way about his parents.
Right.
But that's the side of Donald Trump that we'll see when he's president of the United States, because he is going to be under such incredible duress. There will be some incredible moments in the Trump presidency of where we will really see this other side. Or this additional aspect to Donald Trump. Let's go back to our news stories, and let me, George, if you and Paul, if either of you have a news story in front of you, or something that you'd like to theme.
Something we've talked about on the Trump phenomenon, but I think is really important to touch base on. The National Press Club canceled out the National Policy Institute. They were to have a press conference and meeting on Friday of this week. At the last minute, they canceled them for security reasons. They've never canceled, as far as we know, anybody else. The press conference was supposed to be on the alt-right. I think what's happening there is a desperate, almost panicking media and political establishment. Now finally taking seriously, not just for the purposes of fundraising like the SPLC does about the Nazi menace out there, but now to really taking seriously the ideas men who have made the Trump phenomenon possible. And these are people like, in no particular order, Jared Taylor of American Renaissance, Peter Brimel of VDare, and Richard Spencer of the National Policy Institute, and they were supposed to be having a press conference there on Friday.
By the way, the press conference was supposed to be in the free speech room. That was the name of the room.
Yes. I mean, what a complete abdication of their supposed ideals, their responsibilities, the free press. Conspiring to reduce freedom, but in some ways it almost no longer matters because of the internet, and the press conference went ahead and so on. So all they did is confirm in the minds of more people just how treacherous, out of touch, totalitarian the so-called lamestream media is. They are terrified of Donald Trump, and now they see that it's not just one man. He really is a person who articulates some of the ideas that have been worked on for decades by some of the people who were at that press conference. And about all they can think of in their panic-stricken brain is, shut the press conference down. for reasons that are almost laughable. Security. Well, come on. Are there no police in Washington? The place is crawling with them. If there really is a disruption threat, well, isn't that what the men in blue are paid to do something about? But I think, ironically, it's an indicator of just how serious this battle is, and just how panicked the other side is. I understand that Hillary is now running some sort of a campaign ad featuring several Republicans who are all but endorsing her. Yeah, and I don't think the names would surprise anybody. The usual suspects, who were never going to play ball anyway. When they didn't get their way, picked up their marbles and went home. But worse than that, this is a new Hillary ad features Trump, Romney, and Trump and Graham attacking. Featuring Sass, Graham, and Romney attacking Donald Trump.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
okay, Sass of Nebraska, Romney,
and Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham, this is a current attack.
Well, this is on Newsmax. Republicans make the case against Donald Trump in a new television ad for Hillary Clinton. The 30-second spot, Agree, features anti-Trump remarks by GOP Senators Lindsey Graham, Ben Sasse, and Jeff Flake of Arizona, as well as 2012 Republican nominee Mitt Romney. I just cannot support Donald Trump, GOP Maine Senator Susan Maine is finally shown saying, followed by the words, unfit, dangerous, even for Republicans.
Well, now these are what Sarah Palin has dubbed rats, Republicans against Trump. And
yes.
Boy, I sure would like to see in the next 58 days of the campaign, I sure hope Sarah Palin is able to get free of, her husband improves in Alaska and things improve there for her so she can get back into the thick of things with these great speeches that she was giving on the campaign trail. And she really said it. I wish I had that audio queued up. I'd play it, but Sarah Palin gave a resounding speech against those who, rats, Republicans against Trump. You know, people who are, in effect, if they succeed in what they're trying to do, they will elect Hillary Clinton, and they may end so many things. I mean, so much about our country may go down the drain with a hill. People talk about the Supreme Court aspect. There are, I forget the exact ages, if either of you remember better than I do, there are 5 Supreme Court justices right now who are in way up in years, like over 65 years old, 5 of them. Any of them could, require replacement at any time, so that the next president has a distinct possibility of making 5 Supreme Court appointments. That's, some of those who are not over 65 are already, enemies of ours on the Supreme Court. So we could end up with a Supreme Court that has 9 traitors on it. How would that? And they will be on the court. Let's say a president, Hillary Clinton, she's cagey enough to appoint young Supreme Court justices so that they would be on the court for 30 years, maybe, completely changing, sabotaging the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the whole Bill of Rights, sabotaging everything that we love about America. That's just one thing that the next president could do. And contrary-wise, imagine President Donald Trump appointing 5 Antonin Scalias to the court.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel better already. And those 5 Antonin Scalias also, far outliving the Trump presidency. Trump also, very smart man. He would, I think he would tend to want to appoint younger justices for that very reason. By the way, just a little note here. I know I'm jumping all over the place in today's show, folks. George and Paul, if you want to jump in if I wander too far afield. But I was so impressed with what Donald Trump said in the – I'm looking actually at the official name of the Cathedral Basilica of St. Louis. also known as St. Louis Cathedral. I'm looking at a picture of it here, and it's a magnificent church built in this was the setting for those remarks from Donald Trump. You heard that echo there, which was like the echo in Yankee Stadium from Lou Gehrig on the PA system, kind of added to the similarity there. But this huge church with a 5,000 seating capacity, if you include the galleries, was built, completed in 1914. And just a beautiful, beautiful church. The official description of the architecture is Neo-Byzantine Romanesque Revival. Another way to say that is just beautiful.
It's so sad, Jamie, because it is a beautiful old cathedral in a city that basically is no longer ours. St. Louis used to be a strong base of the white working class, hub of industry, and so on. Has been just basically hollowed out. The whites have left almost all of it except one suburb, and St. Louis is now basically just a third world city. Gordon Lee Baum, the late Gordon Lee Baum, the CEO of the Council of Conservative Citizens, used to tell me repeatedly, St. Louis and Detroit are in a race to the bottom. As to which will have the most population loss and the most the highest number of murders per year. It's the third worldization. It is so sad, and it's so sad that the city that she was associated with for so long is what's come to it. And this is what even as a non-American makes Donald Trump so important to me. It's time to make America great again. To stop the erosion, to stop the invasion.
Yeah, very well said, Paul. And and Paul, folks, brings to this program. He is a world traveler. He knows so many American cities better than I do. He's traveled America more than I have, and I'm the same age as Paul.
I don't know if this has been announced, but I was on last week for the whole show. I don't think it was, but I think you deserve a very special congratulations. You're now the vice presidential candidate for the American Freedom Party, and we now have candidates representing the real heartland of America. The presidential candidate, I believe, is from Arkansas, and the vice presidential candidate's from North Dakota. You can't get more heartland than that.
Well, thank you, Paul. And to give you even deeper roots there, my mom, our family farm on my mom's side was in Alton, Illinois, which is just across
the river.
Yeah, it's just across the river from St. Louis.
Was the base for years of Phyllis Schlafly.
That's Phyllis Schlafly's home. Yep, Alton, Illinois. And we no longer have that farm, but my mom and dad, they grew up in... did most of their growing up in Lincoln, Nebraska, and so that's heartland. Let's go to our phones. We've got two great callers, Jason in Boston and Alan in Chicago. Jason, what's on your mind in Boston?
Thank you. Well, I don't know if I'm great. I don't need another complex, but I appreciate that. I just wanted to say, rest in peace, Phyllis Schlafly. She was an amazing person. I became a conservative-minded person 15 years ago, and when I discovered her and when she endorsed Trump early on, just God bless her soul. So that being said, the reason that I called in is two statements and a question. First of all, I have my new friends, Carolyn and Bill and Bear Bear, I believe, from our Trump chat room listening in. I want to give a shout-out to them, and I want to make them dedicated listeners. And I guess I hear some bumper music. Should I hold over?
Yeah, yeah. Jason, hang on, and I'm interested to hear about that Trump chat room. We'll come back to you right after this break.
You, your husband. husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see. What I hate is what I hate, and always will. What I hate is someone mad enough to kill.
We're back, folks. And we were listening to Jason in Boston. Jason, please continue your thought.
Whoever thought there would be a country song that would use the word chemtrails, huh? What a day and age we live in, right? But
boy, Phyllis Schlafly's gone, Merle Haggard's gone. He died April 6th, I think. Boy, some of the great ones. Boy, how do we replace them? But go ahead, Jason.
Well, we never will. And I think I have joining us now, at least listening, my friend Mike Harrison, who's also a member of our Trump group. So shout out to him. Anyway, I'm digressing. My point is...
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Jason. Are Trump groups breaking out across the country the way, you know, in the Ron Paul campaign, there were all sorts of meetup groups and things that happened. Is that happening in the Trump campaign?
Well, here's what's happening in the Trump campaign is my particular preferred group is called Entertainment News Gaming. That's where our chat room is, Entertainment right. News Gaming. And they actually shut him down for 90 days about 4 days ago because he allegedly broke some weird, obscure rule that didn't allow a streaming of a certain thing. And what's funny is that many other unaffiliated groups and other chat rooms had the same thing happen. So it's my belief that they're coming. They're coming for us, and it's really sad. So our surrogate group that we bounce back and forth between that carries Trump's live events, all of them, and also all of Mike Pence's events, is called Gentlemen's On, and these are all on YouTube. So Gentlemen's On.
Let me use that intro. You just mentioned Mike Pence. Let me cut to some audio right. from Mike Pence. We have not listened to Mike Pence enough on these shows that we do. We need to get a little Mike Pence in. This is Mike Pence. I'm going to play this for you, folks. He was at the Value Voters Summit that Donald Trump addressed on Friday. Governor Mike Pence addressed it on Saturday. And he brought his family and his wife. And the Values Voters Summit is the leading, that is the top evangelical Christian political assembly. I attended it with Ron Paul present at the Value Voters Summit, and I was one of the Values Voter voters, actually, with a little electronic device around my neck, and I got to vote on who won the debate. Of course, I voted for Ron Paul. Donald Trump wasn't in that debate. This is back in 2008. Here's Mike Pence at the Values Voters Summit at the Omni Shoreham Hotel in Washington yesterday.
But despite the high nature of that office, I will tell you, the highest office I will ever hold, the highest position I will ever have, is to be Karen's husband and Michael, Charlotte, and Audrey's dad. Would you join me in welcoming my wonderful wife, the First Lady of Indiana, Karen Pence, who's with us here today.
This guy is so real.
You know, it's hard to believe. It's hard to believe it was just short of 2 months ago that the phone rang with Karen at my side, 11 o'clock at night at the governor's residence. And I heard that familiar voice on the other end of the phone. We had heard the call might be coming. We had prayed through it with our kids, talked through it. We knew that we were ready to answer the call. But when
it
came,
pause it right here. We'll come
I heard
back
that voice and he just day. Said, Mike,
it's going to try.
Circling skies, tongue-tied and twisting, just an earthbound mystic eye.
Bridge, set, mixtures, bridge.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We've got Paul Fromm with us from Mississippi. Well, he's actually in the Okanagan Valley of British Columbia, if I say
that's
right.
Right, yes.
And the and we have with us George in Maryland. And we were just playing some Mike Pence, and I'm going to fast forward into Mike Pence to something he said a little later. This was at the Value Voters Summit at the Omni Shoreham Hotel in Washington, D.C. Bill Johnson and I were there in 2011 at the Conservative Political Action Conference. And here is what there were 10,000. I would say those 10,000 right-wingers that were at CPAC in 2011, and that assemble every year. CPAC occurs every year. It's little known. The mass media doesn't cover it at all. 10,000 right-wingers assemble every year in some big hotel like the Omni Shoreham. And I'll bet you that 9,999 of those folks are Trump supporters right now, or some very huge percentage. And actually, Bill and I got to hear Donald Trump actually spoke at that 2011 CPAC. So that was a that was that's actually the only time I've met Donald Trump in person. The here is Mike Pence at the that same hotel yesterday, talking about Hillary Clinton's description of all of us in this audience as a basket of deplorables. Here he go. Here he is, Mike Pence. I'm so impressed with this man. We've covered him far too little. You talk about dignity and gravitas, Paul, and he's so real, like Donald Trump. He's just not a phony. Here he comes.
At a big fundraiser in New York City that the American people, the millions of Americans that are supporting of my running mate, were described in the most deplorable of terms. It's extraordinary to think of it. She referred to those people as irredeemable. Well, I will tell you right now, I campaign on a regular basis with Donald Trump. I campaign all across this country for Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton's low opinion of the people that support this campaign should be denounced in the strongest possible terms. The truth of the matter is that the men and women who support Donald Trump's campaign are hardworking Americans, farmers, coal miners, teachers, veterans, members of our law enforcement community, members of every class of this country who know that we can make America great again. So let me just say from the bottom of my heart, Hillary, they are not a basket of anything. They are Americans, and they deserve your respect.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Hillary.
I've not heard that level of disdain for Americans that I can't even repeat since Barack Obama described people that opposed him as people who cling to their guns in religion. But let me just say, no one with a record of failure at home and abroad, no one with her avalanche of dishonesty and corruptions, and no one with that low opinion of the American people should ever be elected president of the United States of America. We must decide here and now that Hillary Clinton will never be president of this great nation.
Indiana Governor Mike Pence, Trump running mate.
I really like this man. George?
Very powerful.
George is here. Three or four callers ago, our fellow was talking about the kid gloves handling that Hillary gets in the media and the exploitation of her falls and whatnot. Well, we sure remember when Bill Clinton was under fire for doing what he did, that Hillary was untouchable, and she had what Rush Limbaugh called the baking cookies defense. So if anyone criticized her or criticized her husband and said, you're crooked, or the Rose Law Firm is crooked, she would say, no, I was home baking cookies for my daughter.
Yeah. The well, yeah, this, you know, what an enormous blunder by Hillary Clinton. And the I pardon me for this little technical thing here, folks in the audience. I think there might be a wire loose on your new microphone, George. Just a little insecurity in the connection there, and when you move, it gives a little bit of static. So, if you could,
well, I'm not the only one who's having trouble getting through today. So, I think there may be a systemic thing to check after the show is over.
Okay. Well, there's just a little. It's somebody. It might be me, but one of us, George, Paul, or James. We've got a loose jack somewhere that's making a little bit of static, but it's gone now. Well, let's go back to our callers. Maybe it's a caller. Let's go here to, and I love this. It's live, folks. This is happening right here. These 58 days, it's live. This is the real world. This is your future. This is your kids' future. This is history happening right before our eyes. Hillary falling on her face into her van today. Donald Trump saluting Hillary, Phyllis Schlafly yesterday. Schlafly calling all of us a basket of deplorables. Man, this is hot.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't think Schlafly called us a basket of deplorables.
Oh, I thought I said Hillary.
I think you said Phyllis, but that, yes. I think what a classy comeback from Governor Spence, I thought.
Yeah. And the... thank you, Paul, for correcting me. I'm 68 like Hillary, and
I don't think you're falling down. I think you've got something silly sticking in your ear.
Maybe I need an MRI. Let's see here. Let us go to. I'm trying to figure out who to go to. We were with Jason in Boston. And we have yet to go. Jason, thank you. Let's go to. We have Alan in Chicago up next, followed by Laura in Michigan. Let's go to Alan.
Yes, you're on sir. The air. Thanks, James. Thank you for taking my call and allowing me in your situation room with your cabinet members, Paul and George. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
I just wanted to bring something to your attention regarding Gary Johnson. If anybody is still on the fence, we have a local talk show host that's worked his way up the system, and now he's working with Salem Broadcasting, and I believe this was with Town Hall News. He was interviewing Gary Johnson.
And Gary
the subject
who?
Came up. Yes, sir. And exactly, that's what I'm hoping after everybody watches this. He was asking him some questions regarding immigration, and the name is Guy Benson. He asked Gary Johnson about illegal immigrants, and Gary Johnson became unhinged that he used those terms, and he just melted down. So if anybody watches this guy in that interview, that should end any thoughts of voting or even wasting any time listening to that guy.
What is the interviewer's name, please?
His name is Guy Benson. Okay. He's a local talk show host from here. He's been here many, many years, but now he's working with Salem Broadcasting. And I believe it was Town Hall News that he was working for doing that interview. It's fabulous.
Okay.
And Guy Benson is the nicest person like yourself. And Gary just melted. He got so upset with him. He started chastising him, saying he should never use those terms. And it was very telling.
When was this interview?
Into the agenda.
I don't know the day, gentlemen. I don't know the day, but it's within the last week.
Okay. Paul,
It's even better than the Aleppo question.
Okay, but Paul, you were saying something.
Yeah, basically, that's all you need. When he starts correcting a caller, on the basis that's the wrong term, illegals. Clearly he is so out of it. He has no credentials whatsoever to be dog catcher, let alone president of the United States. That's all you need to know. Forget about it. It would be better to vote for the communists.
Well, and then my next one after we get rid of Gary is, I was just talking with a really good friend of mine. Very non-political, just a businessman. He's been fortunate enough to make some money that he owns some investment properties. And he was talking to me the other day, and he said, you know, we have to vote for Trump. He goes, I'm selling my investment properties. The crime and the taxes in the city of Chicago are out of control. And this is from a guy that's absolutely never talks about politics. Strictly from a business point of view and a self-preservation, I don't feel safe down here with my family. And the taxes and things. So even people that are non-political are starting to wake up, and that's what I'm really happy to see. As
Alan,
an average person.
Yes, Alan, sir? You have just delivered a gem. to this show, I found the audio clip that you're talking about, Guy Benson interviewing Gary Johnson. I'm going to play it in a second. And boy, I just heard about 3 seconds of it. I could just look at Gary Johnson's face. Folks, he's red in the face. He's screaming at Guy Benson. He goes completely unhinged. And Guy Benson is just a perfect gentleman, calm, mannered, and listen, folks, you're going to have to listen to this. Thank you, Alan, for this. And we've got to make it go viral, folks. I'm finding it on YouTube. Only 1,563 people have viewed it. 23 liked it, and one didn't like it.
It needs to be tweeted out to get more information.
This
and the Aleppo, Gary's gone. He's gone.
Yeah. Alan in Chicago is right, folks. Now, you're going to hear this. I'll play it. We might even play it twice. It's really choice. Just to set the scene so that you can find it on your own computer and you can link it and tweet it and get it out there, make it go viral. It's on YouTube, and all you need is here's the search: Gary Johnson : social justice warrior. Just search that: Gary Johnson : social justice warrior. And the here it is. Let's listen to it now. I'm listening to it for the first time myself. As I say, this is really live radio. Gary Johnson sitting next to Guy Benson.
They immigrated to the country illegally, so they are...
came into this country because they couldn't get in legally, and the jobs existed. And you or I would have done the same thing. And we're talking about now... coming from New Mexico, a population with 48% Hispanic, how's the crackdown on 11 million undocumented workers going to work out? It's going to be dragging people from their homes. That's how it's going to work out. It's going to be checking your papers house to house. And I got to tell you, what Donald Trump is saying regarding immigration could not be more incendiary. It is insulting to me coming from New Mexico.
Isn't it, though, unfair to compare, let's say, everything that Donald Trump's saying to simply using the term illegal immigrant? I mean, if I were in...
Undocumented.
Okay, that's
when you go back decades ago, this was not considered illegal. When you go back
really?
Decades ago, which involve a lot of these 11 million, it wasn't the same issue as it is today. They came over, they were undocumented, they took jobs, they became homeowners, they became fathers, mothers of families. One of the great untold stories right now also is the fact that Obama has deported 2 million heads of household. He has broken up 2 million families in this country.
But just, and we'll move on from this point, but if you enter the country without documentation, is that or is that not an illegal act?
Well, you're describing that as something criminal when you go back.
It's a pretty simple. The way I asked the question was relatively simple. Is it an illegal act to enter the country in violation of our immigration laws?
Technically, yes.
Technically, yes.
Technically.
Yeah, when somebody puts a bullet in your brain, that's technically a murder. Yes, technically it is.
Especially if he commits suicide by shooting himself twice.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that beautiful?
Yeah, that's beautiful. And I missed it. There's a little bit of it before that that's good, too. But what you can't see is Gary Johnson's face. He looks totally bent out of shape. And what's beautiful about this, Alan, it shows that Gary Johnson is deep down. He is a social justice warrior. He that's dyed in the wool. He's not going to change in the next 58 days. So he's going to have other under pressure moments like that where he melts down and he reveals himself to be somebody that Trump supporters could not possibly vote for instead of Donald Trump. Statements like that kind of social justice warrior attitude, he would have a lot of appeal actually to Hillary Clinton voters. They might say, you know what, this guy sounds more committed to the undocumented than even Hillary is. So I like this guy. He sounds even like more of a social justice warrior than Hillary.
You're all over it, James. He is far, far, far to the left of Hillary Clinton.
So this is beautiful, Alan. I want to thank you for that. If you find any more gems like that, be sure to call in.
I'm keeping my ears for the vice president. I congratulate you, Mr. Vice President, and your cabinet. So.
Oh, well, thank you.
Speaking with you.
Okay, well, thanks. All right, great. Thank you very
much,
Al.
Bye-bye.
That means we're the kitchen cabinet, James.
Yeah. Well, we're in the Situation Room now, and I'm holding my pen just the way Wolf Blitzer does. He has that signature way of holding his pen all the time, and I'm holding my pen just that way as we're here in the Situation Room. Let's go to if you folks have stayed on the phone here long enough to wait for us, Laura in Michigan, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Jamie. I just want to talk about the value of the voter. They have a panel, national security panel, had a couple of generals on there, and they totally backed up what Trump said about the generals are rubble, because he said they said all they do is have classes now given to the men about diversity and social issues. So they don't really have classes about what they're supposed to be learning about. You know, so I wish somebody play a clip of that panel, because it was excellent. It really backed up Donald Trump.
Well, now, Donald Trump announced...
talk about...
The music's okay. Going to cut into both of us. We'll come back to your discussion about the generals at the Valley Voter Summit and Donald Trump, who's got 22 more who are going to endorse him tomorrow. Stay tuned, folks.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Just my opinion is all out of
Yes, politically incorrect. And here in the basket of deplorables, with a fellow deplorables, George in Maryland and Paul there in Ontario, Paul Fromm. Let's see, where did we left off here? We had, where did we leave off before the break here? We had Laura. Laura, the microphone's yours.
We're talking about the generals and how how Obama's, he's gotten rid of so many of them. And they go, oh, how dare Trump want to fire some generals? Look at how many Obama's gotten rid of because they didn't go along with him, you know? The other thing I was going to talk about, I don't know, a few weeks ago I called in here and said they were going to start to debate the Trump supporters. That's what they're doing right now, full time. On the Don Lemon show Friday night, it was actually kind of funny. First of all, they said that they're talking about how Trump likes Putin, and the woman on the Don Lemon show says, secretly, you should be scared because Donald Trump wants to be a dictator. So anyway, Jeffrey Lord, the man who is for Trump, he was laughing his butt off. He says, what are you people going to come up with next? Now you're saying Trump wants to be a dictator. You can't even refute that stuff. They're so over the top anymore.
Yeah, very good. And and thank you for that story about the generals, the panel of generals. And folks, what's scheduled to happen tomorrow, Monday, is that Donald Trump announced yesterday that 22 more generals, he actually announced this on Friday, 22 more generals will be joining the 88 generals and admirals who endorsed him last week. And this list will grow much beyond that. Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who is this dynamic figure who was considered as the vice presidential candidate, and he's sure to be a big fixture in the Donald Trump administration for all 8 years of the Trump presidency. He said there are hundreds more. Who are, a little bit of detail there to get an endorsement, a little bit of communication has to go back and forth, but Lieutenant General Flynn said there are hundreds more admirals and generals to endorse Donald Trump. So thank you very much, Laura, in Michigan. Thank you. Let's go to Mark in Florida with another call. Mark, you're on the air.
Hello, James. Thanks for taking my call. I was just kind of wondering how you take so much pleasure in, say, Hillary falling down or Gary Johnson stumbling, not knowing what Aleppo. I don't even know what Aleppo is. I don't really care.
Oh, Mark, I'm going to tell you how I take so much pleasure in that. Just a moment. The break's going to interrupt us, but let me count the ways. See y'all in a minute.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.